need to go on a diet. I feel like a sausage in my jeans.
Please. I can't even tell you've had 3 kids.
You can't, right?
No.
Oh, I was reading about this new cabbage soup diet.
Oh. Friend time over. Time for business meeting.
终于好像是在Beaches里面. Bette Midler. Barbara Hershey.
Okay. After some setbacks, we're ready to put our investment property on the market.
Yes. I'm excited.
I know. So I just picked these up from the printer for our open house on Tuesday.
We look like a band of nurses.
We look hot. Oh, that reminds me. You know how people always have cookies at open houses? Well, I was thinking we should have mini quiches and bacon instead.
Ah, but that sounds expensive.
You know what? Yeah, you're right. Yeah, we'll just put that in the future file.
Yes.
And the next thing is, oh, I was reading about these team-building workshops that companies do for morale and problem-solving.
Honey, I appreciate your initiative, but I don't think we have the money for non-essentials right now.
Okay, that makes sense. Then there's just one more item of business to discuss. I noticed in our monthly expenses, we spent $500 on something called Madam Xing.
Oh, that's pronounced Madam Xing. She's my fortune teller.
What?
We need her. We can't sell the house without her. Now, how much extra was it to print these flyers in color?
Sorry, what is this fortune teller?
I don't know how to explain it to you if you can't get it from the title. She tells fortunes.
Why is she on our payroll?
I've never made an important decision in my life without consulting Madam Xing. Should I marry Louis?
Should I get matching bangs? Should I give up secretly wanting to be a ventriloquist?
So, what'd she say?
Madam Xing was right. The puppet theater boom never came.
I'm sorry. I just can't wrap my head around us spending $500 a month on a fortune teller.
It's just part of our culture. Consulting with a fortune teller is something a lot of Chinese people do, like using the dishwasher as a drying rack or not saying please.
Here it comes, Trent.
No shame being beat by a girl. I'm secure like that.
Strike! We all know it's a strike, Brian!
I'd better get home, guys. See you Saturday, Eddie.
See ya.
Saturday's her birthday.
What are you gonna get her?
Ladies love haikus. Clever crafted word parties. Ladies love haikus.
Nah, son. I'm trying to impress my woman. Not depress my woman.
Why don't you get her a tube top from the Delia's catalog?
I've got something even classier in mind.
Nice. Does it open and can you put a little picture inside?
No, man. Why gotta point out what the necklace don't do? It's just a beautiful necklace.
It better be for $49.99. How are you gonna pay for that?
Oh, I got the loot. I'm really good at saving.
$5?
Barry's coming.
Only for a few days. He's got business in Orlando. I haven't seen him in years.
Right, ever since you gave him money for that vitamin business, I told you nobody wanted vitamin L.
Vitamin Luscious was before its time.
He's a leech, Louis. Like a barnacle. Or a leech.
Oh, he's not perfect, but he means well. And he's always like you. Remember he brought you that nice basket of fruit the last time he visited?
He gave me 7 bananas in a Baby Gap shopping bag.
Dad, can I start working at the restaurant again?
Of course.
And get paid?
Nope. With all the delays in your mom's investment property sale, money's tight right now. If you really need money, I saw a help wanted sign on the bulletin board at the country club.
Ooh, some ladies need assistance putting lotion on by the pool?
It's a family new to the neighborhood, and they have a baby and need help around the house.
Do I get to put...
No ladies need lotion.
I prefer to be called Earl when I'm holding my baby.
Honey, I can't wait for you to talk to Madam Xing yourself and see how important she is to our business.
Well, I always like to keep an open mind. Like the first time I heard about cream cheese, I was like, blech. Now I'm all, Can I get some bagel with my cream cheese? You know what I'm saying?
It's tasty.
Wait.
Madam Xing, it's Jessica.
I'm here with my business partner who I told you about.
Ah, yes, the skeptic.
You have to ask Madam Xing a question that you want the answer to.
Okay. Will the Dolphins make the playoffs?
You should stop watching football. It's not good for your heart.
Heart disease runs in my family. How did you know that?
You just got shinged. Okay, now that Honey believes, we can move on to business. We're putting the house on the market next Tuesday, and I'm...
Don't put the house on the market for 3 months. There's darkness that needs to be cleansed.
Okay.
And don't bet on the Dolphins. Not with that secondary.
Oh, it is so lucky we called her. We need to change the open house date on the flyers.
You can't be serious.
You heard Madam Xing.
You don't take any of my suggestions, but this fortune teller makes one crazy statement and you do it, no questions asked?
I value her opinion.
And she values your money. $500 a month so she can tell us about darkness, but mini quiches in a seminar are wasteful.
Don't blame me just because your ideas are bad.
I think you're so smart, Jessica, but you're really just a sucker.
Thank you for being honest. Now allow me to be honest. It's over.
What is?
Everything. Our friendship, the business, book club, the sandwich punch card we share. Dunzo.
Oh my God! DMX! Dark Man X! You look older in person.
Fatherhood ages you. Tired, emotional, crying, yelling, all of the same cotton commercial. It's the fabric of our lives, G.
Man, I can't wait to tell all my friends.
Sorry, little man. Can't have you blowing up my spot. I'm going to need you to sign and initial this non-disclosure agreement. It's the same one Oprah used on Stepman.
So, I can't tell anyone I'm working for you?
Nope.
Oh, so, what do you want me to do?
Baby-proof the living room, blend some peas for Genesis, and make sure to put lavender drops in her cloth diapers.
Why don't you just use disposable diapers?
I ain't trying to leave some big-ass carbon footprint.
I hope the couch is going to be okay.
Oh, are you kidding me, man? We shared a twin futon when we roomed up in Jersey. Remember that? Trying to put a new vitamin out there.
Testing it on ourselves. Oh. Remember how you grew that lustrous arm hair?
I kept getting caught on my watch.
That's right.
Uh-oh! Eddie, how you doing?
I'm Emery.
It's Uncle Barry.
I've never seen you before. I wasn't born when you were my dad's friend.
You're raising kings, Louis. You're raising kings. Uh-oh, Lady J!
We're not giving you any money, Barry.
But your hands are soft and young, girl.
She's kidding. She knows you're not here to ask for money. Right?
Oh, come on. Barry's balling now. I sell new and used goods at a flexible price for people worldwide.
Good for you.
You know what? Only in town for a few days. Then I'll be out of your hair in no time. But as a token of my appreciation, you ready? It's a wooden elephant from Bhutan.
Barry, you shouldn't have.
Babar was based on him. Babar was a French elephant who went on adventures. He went to jail, went to Hawaii, all those places.
Wow.
What are you doing?
I cut Honey off. It's over.
But she's your friend.
You know how I get when somebody crosses the line. I can't forgive them.
I know. I'm reminded every day. You probably don't even remember why you cut these people off.
That one went off registry. That one tried to upstage me with her hairdo. And that one married a man wealthier than you.
Why do you even still have this photo?
Because I look amazing.
You know, if you keep cutting people off, you're not going to have any friends.
Well, I would rather have no friends than too many. You could stand to cut a few people off, one in particular.
Jessica.
You haven't seen Barry in years. He's an idiot, and you guys shared a room in New Jersey for barely 2 months.
Those were a crazy 2 months, though. We invented a vitamin and played tons of basketball.
Hi, honey. My mom asked me to return the things you left at the house.
Do you believe this, Evan? Your mom is cutting me out of her life like I'm nothing to her.
I was told not to engage with you.
Okay. Fine. I'll just give her back her things.
You won't find anything. Chinese people take care of their possessions. You can cheer yourself, honey. I always liked you.
How did she look? Did she look sad?
Actually, she looked great. She jogs a lot.
Well, is anybody else there? Deirdre, Carol Joan? Is she having book club?
I don't understand. I thought she was your best friend.
There is no such thing as a best friend. That's just something Hello Kitty made up to sell more Hello Kitty.
Hey, where you been? I haven't seen you in forever. Oh, my God. You won't believe what Becca G just ate. We're in the cafeteria.
Babe, I just got to my locker. Can I please just have 2 minutes to unwind?
Yeah, of course. You seem tired. Are you not getting enough sleep or eating enough protein?
I just want to put away my math book, clean out the Cheez-Its from my bag, and say what's up to Fat Joe.
You're cranky.
I'm working a lot, okay? I'm working a bunch.
I didn't know that. Where are you working?
I can't tell you.
Why not?
Well, Mom, I can't tell you.
You know what? I don't like you like this. And for your information, she ate a spider.
Who did?
Becca G.
Rebecca Gonzalez.
She said, there are no nuns here by that name.
Wait, she was sister acting you.
Oh, see? You get me, Lewis?
I do.
Which brings me to this. Remember that idea I had about selling new and used goods at a flexible price?
Yes.
Well, I'm trying to find investors, which is why I'm in town. And I figured, why not bring my boy Lewis in on the ground floor?
Barry, I thought you weren't going to ask me for money this time.
Lewis, I'm not asking for money. I'm asking you to invest in a business. A viable business.
Barry, we're sitting in a business I'm invested in.
This is your place?
Yes.
Oh, in that case, I'll have the tomahawk chop. Medium rare. Grill lines on both sides, please.
Who are you talking to?
Whoever's in charge of the chops.
Okay, so is this used goods thing a legitimate business? How many other investors are there?
Well, no one has committed, per se, but there are some interested parties. There's a Frenchman in New Delhi.
That's it?
Yeah. You and a Frenchman in New Delhi.
And surprise, Lewis calls, and Barry's flight is delayed. I don't understand why he lets this guy take advantage of him.
Can we go to our room? We're halfway through a light break, clown. Unless you want to join us?
No, you go ahead. Just watching Wheel by yourself, huh? You know, even back in D.C., I never saw you with any friends. Where are all your friends?
基本都死了。我好久以前就不跟他们联络了。
Why?
你知道了，都是计较小事，发行礼物，不准的天气预报。
Are you lonely?
我看起来孤单吗?
Yes, you do.
那是因为我就是，我情愿孤单，但做得对。
So you were saying?
Excuse me?
Earlier, you were saying something about a cabbage soup diet.
Are you seriously trying to act like you didn't just end our friendship?
I decided to forgive you.
Well, I don't forgive you. You were dismissive of all of my ideas. You dropped me without a second thought. You sent your son to return my things. And one thing's not even mine. What is this? Is this some sort of warning?
Okay, fine. We can do your mini quiches and bacon, but no Team Trust Falls workshop. If I fall on somebody, I want them to die.
Jessica, I am tired of you not treating me like an equal. I can flip houses on my own. You were right. We're donezo.
Can you organize me booties, please? What's with the frown, B? You know I can't have that negative energy around Genesis.
Girl trouble.
Extrapolate.
Her birthday's on Saturday. And that's the only reason why I took the job, so I can get her this.
Yo, is that one of those necklaces that sing?
Well, then I gotta talk about what the necklace don't do. Anyway, she may not even be my girlfriend anymore. I'm working so much, I don't see her. And when I do, I'm too tired. And I can't tell her why because of your Oprah muzzle.
I know what you need to chill. Let's take a trip out to my greenhouse.
Yeah.
Welcome to my horticultural wonderland of rare and exotic orchids.
Do you smoke them?
What? No. I love them. This is Beatrice. This is Citadel. And this is Denise.
Okay.
When I first started growing orchids, I thought they needed the most expensive soil and lights to blossom. And they died. That's when I realized that all they really needed was time and attention. You don't need to get your girl a gift. You need to give her your time.
Are any of these flowers boys? Or are they all girls?
Girls? These are women.
But turn the lights off.
Are you hiding?
Yes, from Barry. He asked me for money. You were right about him.
Well, I was wrong about Honey.
Let me guess. She didn't accept your forgiveness.
No, she didn't. I walked in there, I acted like nothing happened, and I forgave her, and she didn't accept it.
Did you say you were sorry?
You know I didn't.
Well, apologize to her.
Well, what would I even say?
I'm sorry. But I know you care about her. You just need to show her your friendship matters.
Well, you need to show Barry his friendship doesn't.
I'm gonna cut him off. I'm just thinking about how to do it.
Just rip off the Band-Aid.
You know I don't like to rip off Band-Aids. I like to wet them for a few days, and hopefully they just come off in the shower.
Get up. Come on. Hell, train! I'm gonna need you to go on a Mayo run.
Barry, there's not gonna be a Mayo run. I'm not giving you any money for your business, and you need to find somewhere else to stay.
How you gonna do me like that? We're friends, Lewis.
Are we? What's my last name?
Train?
Barry, I'm cutting you off.
You're gonna miss out on an amazing business opportunity.
I don't think I'm gonna lose sleep over your garagesale.com.
For your information, it's called eBay.
Dumb name. Young man, what I made of me. DMX the Great. Dr. Smoothie, did what I had to get where I got, so I'll admit what I had to do was a lot. I still gave it a shot, and sometimes I had to shoot.
Oh my god, is that DMX? I've been a raging ghetto life for the piccolo.
I actually wrote Ghetto Life on the piccolo. You hear that, Genesis? Anything is possible. I'm gonna need you to walk soon, sweetie.
Happy birthday. I'm sorry I've been such a jerk lately. I've been trying to get you some stupid expensive necklace, but DMX helped me realize it's not about presents. It's about presents. Oh, I'd rather have a necklace. Psych! DMX drove his elder to my house. This is the best birthday gift I've ever gotten.
Take care of Tomiko. Be sure to use fertilizer without urea.
And that's how Bagel Mondays can turn into Productive Tuesdays. Okay, we're going to shift gears a little bit and have some fun with some role-play improv exercises. We call this Job Prov because success doesn't come with a script. Okay, I need two volunteers to help us get started. Yes, blonde lady in the front. Oh, yeah.
Oh, she's married, you perverts. I volunteer.
Great. So, in this scene, you are a customer returning a Walkman to a manager at Circuit City. And Job Prov.
What are you doing here?
Showing you your friendship matters.
You hate this stuff. You think it's a waste of money.
I do, but you don't. And we're partners. I'm sorry, honey.
I'm sorry, too. I miss you.
Hello Kitty was right. There is such a thing as a best friend. Hello Kitty. Frog best friend Karopi.
And scene. Okay, that was terrible. Really just the worst. There was no Walkman.
Even if there was, I don't know why she's returning it. Apparently, there are no doors at the Circuit City, if that's even where we were, because nobody mentioned it. And from an HR standpoint, a lawn interracial same-sex hug? Now, this is exactly why Arby's is a shadow of its former self.
Once Jerry finishes installing the water heater, we will be all set for the open house.
Thank you for going back to the original estate.
No, you are right. It would have been silly to wait 3 months. Madam Shane doesn't know everything.
Okay, so, good news, water heater fit perfectly. Bad news, you guys have black mold all through your attic.
Black mold?
Oh, yeah. And it is a serious health hazard. I don't even want to be standing here breathing this air. Like, I need to get out. Okay, but it is absolutely illegal for you to sell this house until you have it removed.
How long will that take?
About 3 months.
No way.
We just got shamed.